What?
I have a trailer.
You do? You do well. Doesn't matter. Nobody had one, so I thought I'd bring it with me. I can put my bag on that one.
I'm Jeffrey.
Hello. Nice to meet you. How are you then?
Good. I draw.
Left one forward it.
I do other stuff too.
Yeah, that's cool.
Sweet, huh?
Yeah.
Are these quite recent, or you brought them from pre-Christmas?
All these from last week. Last week.
Really?
I think maybe, yeah, that one was like 2 weeks ago, but everything else is sunny.
Since you could run and stick it. I believe everybody came out after Christmas, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, a lot.
I understand you don't have much time to see New York, is that true?
I have much time. A lot of my drives are small, so I go all around. Like, I've been drawing, like, I did all these, like, 40 last night and today, so I draw a lot. Very often.
So,
you can
change clothes.
Do you want to talk about it a little bit yourself? Would you want me to?
Yes.
It's just quite nice to hear what you kind of.
Oh, yeah, sure. I've been drawing some ghosts, a lot of ghosts in my drawings, and some figures, and
I bought
for a few months, I was really interested in clowns, still in, and I had a whole show actually of clowns.
You familiar with George Condo's work?
Yeah.
And with John Callan?
Uh-huh.
They come to mind straight away, I really love those artists.
Yeah.
Show me some other ones if you want.
Yeah, George Conner
is good. He's doing clowns, isn't
he? Are they clowns? Oops. I don't know. I've seen...
this wasn't folded up properly.
I've seen a few of them in real life, actually, at Basel.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I like them. I'll show you, like...
Do you use images to work from, or do you just
no,
completely work from your
sometimes
head?
From life.
Yeah.
But usually no reference. This I did in October. It was a show at my school.
Mm-hmm.
So show. This it was basically all clowns. Clowns are all the objects in the paintings.
That's all yours?
Yeah.
Including the polar bear?
Uh-huh. The polar bear was from an ice cream shop, and I restored it and repainted it.
Uh-huh.
The drawings, clowns.
It's quite weird with clowns. I was always brought up, made to believe that clowns are funny, but they're really sad clowns, aren't they? It's like the sort of...
Yeah, there's different archetypes
the sad
of clowns.
Mm-hmm. I find them really sad nowadays.
Well, they were sort of began, like, to... They were the kind of represent anything, all
sort
different
of
things.
Grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Bruce Norman clowns, I'm sure you know.
I haven't really seen that many
haven't
of them,
you?
Actually.
Well, no. He's done these videos where he's dressed up as a clown.
Yeah, I haven't watched them.
Oh, you've got to see those.
I've read about them, but...
You've got to see those.
Really?
They're good.
Yeah. Mm. I take photographs, too. Mm. Let's see. These aren't photographs. These are drawings on top of paintings.
Mm-hmm.
These I did 2 months ago.
That works really well.
I can show you. So I just did the white. Honestly.
So these paintings, are they other people's paintings, or you paint them first? No.
They came out of a book, actually. So they're just drawn on paper.
Okay, they're reproductions of paintings.
And then I draw on top.
Mm-hmm.
they're all kings of Georgia, state of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
This one's probably my favorite.
Yeah, no, they work really well. I like it.
This is when I started to get into the ghosts list.
So where do you know, where do you go to college?
Florida, at Ringling College.
Mm-hmm.
There's a photograph. I did these photographs as well. I think maybe October or November. They're a Subway, you know, the restaurant Subway sandwiches. I went to Subway and told them like where to put the things. So I was like kind of drawing.
That's where the clowns started. They look like.
This is after the clowns actually,
okay.
But they're very similar.
Yeah.
I like the color palette.
Yeah.
And so like I bought them like this and brought them back to the studio right after and photographed.
Did you always go to different shops, or did they begin to know
same
you?
Shop each time, yeah.
Okay.
It was all in one night,
same,
actually.
Same person making
yeah,
them?
Yeah, in one day.
Okay.
So it was just like a 5-hour run, like going back and forth. There's fun, though. Mm-hmm. So,
like it.
Yeah, but lately, like, since I got studio, just focusing on drawing, I think. Because
mm-hmm.
we don't have a lot of equipment here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my school has lots of technology. But here we don't really have as much equipment. Here's another photograph I took in Alaska. 35 millimeter. It's actually in a museum in Alaska.
And you hang this there yourself?
Oh no, that's in the museum.
Oh, it's all ready made. It's
yeah,
ready made.
That's a painting inside the museum. It's like a natural history museum.
Mm-hmm.
My sister's a park ranger in Alaska.
Okay.
So I go up there sometimes.
So do you think, I mean, I really like your drawings, but I think the photographic work is really interesting too. So have you stopped doing those? Are you going to carry on that way?
Yeah, I actually just got a new camera, so
hey,
I'll probably do some.
Is this the G10?
Yeah, it is.
The G9 is supposed to be better. Ha!
They're the same.
The G9's got the high resolution video, I'm a real fan of those. They're great.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take do some still lifes actually.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do like in the same way as the sandwiches, but I think I want to do like maybe paper sculptures or like 3D drawings
yeah.
and then still life photos with them.
And then maybe
but
paint on top of those, maybe.
Maybe not. We'll see. It depends. I'm actually working on some digital paintings.
Mm-hmm.
I have like a few. I'm just testing the waters right now, but I have a slide projector, old-fashioned
mm-hmm.
one, and I'm going to make a bunch of, the ghosts are eventually going to be digital, like all digital. I'll make some digital sort of things like this for the ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have them printed to 35mm slides,
mm-hmm.
so and then I'll make like 90 paintings this semester,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be like in slide form, so in the end they'll be like a slideshow of digital paintings. Because I really like working digitally, and I wasn't sure how to.
Well, it's quite nice. This looks like it's actually sort of paper cutouts and spray paint or something. It looks
mm-hmm.
like it's done differently.
It's really
nice.
Just like.
Yeah, no, it's Photoshop. I can sort of, I can see that, but it's kind of. I suppose at the end of the day, Photoshop has the similarity.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the way you can sort of cut and paste.
Here's sort of like a color one, but I'm thinking I'm gonna just keep the 90 ghosts black and white. Because, as you were saying, I really like this.
Do you know Albert Uhlen's work?
Yeah, I love Albert
Uhlen. Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah.
And Romania, do you know him?
No, I don't know him.
Have a look. He's not as famous as
Albert
Uhlen.
How do you spell?
Andromania is Mania.
Okay.
He seems to do really well. He's actually Bristol-based. So I know him from the studios, but he does work, a lot of sort of work with painting on top of photographs and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Albert Uhlen did some computer
yeah,
work
he did
as
some
well.
Amazing. He had a great big.
I haven't seen any in real life actually. I saw like a couple at Basel,
they're
but
huge.
They were the more different.
Mm.
Not really.
Yeah, I mean that's be quite fun for you to do a really big one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Have you ever worked on a really large scale?
Well, I guess the ones in the show that I showed you.
It's true, actually. Yeah, there were some.
But I mean, right here, very difficult. So. I think I really want to focus on making like some smaller, like more punchy paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm going to work on a triptych, like a triptych of clowns, maybe, or like a clown, ghost clown, and maybe do like this, sort of paint apply them this way. But I think that this, because, I guess because of the limitations here, can't really make something too big. But yeah, I don't know. I think I just want to advance what I'm doing already.
Yeah, no, you seem to be very busy anyway. So you've got the digital ones, you've got the photos with paint, and you've got the drawings, and just photos.
I'll just browse for a second.
Do you ever work 3D?
I haven't really worked 3D that much. That's why I think I want to do the still lifes, actually.
Because you're going to have to photograph it. No, that'd be quite interesting. I mean, maybe that's a good opportunity here because it's limited to make some small...
Just crumpled paper, draw like a ghost's face on it, and then take a photo. You know, like very simple still life. Almost like Andy Warhol Polaroid, I think, if you're familiar. Here, I hear some other drawings. Show you a few things.
It's really interesting. I'm enjoying this. At the end of the day, I'm probably not saying that much, but I'm enjoying myself. I'm just sort of... Else.
That's like from life portrait. I like drawing portraits from life a lot. Same here.
Like she was shuffed.
It's being really slow.
There's quite a sort of dark humor, no?
Maybe I can show you these. What were we? These were just like the last day or so. I'll show you like the ones that I really think were successful. This one I think. These were this morning. I'll just show you fast. This was just like a life drawing. That was during your talk, actually. I can't stop drawing during people talking. Snowman.
People do. There's somebody, was at this lady, and I gave my talk, and then she sent me this photo. What she does is take long exposures of the whole lecture, so you get...
Really?
It's a bit like a sort of Sugimoto photo.
That's
but
funny.
You get... She actually had quite a lot on the projection screen in the image.
So yeah, you mentioned George Kondo. I saw his work in real life, and I wasn't really impressed like with the way it looked, you know, like the texture and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think his like the image is nice.
Yeah.
You know, when seen online, but he's very limited, I think, too.
Well, it's hard to say.
It's like a joke. Like he's always trying to make a joke, kind of like his Picasso drawings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like kind of like a joke. Yeah, I guess like a stand-up comedy joke. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
At least when I saw the drawings, I felt that way. Because they were like just basic Picasso drawings with like the messed up faces.
Maybe.
I don't know what other work he's done other than that, but...
Well, I'll have to probably re-look at him myself. I don't know that much of his work. It just sort of sprung to mind walking in, obviously, because of the...
Because of the objects and the paintings.
Yeah.
Here's another one that I found that was really successful, I thought. I'm not really sure what my subject is, you know, lately, but definitely the objects that I'm interested in are sort of getting similar, like clowns, ghosts, this sort of like almost like mythical things that have become cartoon characters in a way.
Mm-hmm.
This is a ghost drawing that I liked. That was also during your talk.
Almost like an Akinbolo.
A what?
You know the Akinbolo paintings with all the fruit and the vegetables?
It's funny. This one I actually thought was very successful this morning. I tend to really like simple artwork as well. Very simple. Like if I could make a 20 foot by 20 foot of just like this, you know, that'd be probably one of my favorite things. To have a whole show of just things like that.
There's this friend of mine back in England, he's doing this weird thing where he scribbles a lot and draws lots of little doodly kind of drawings. And he kind of got really bored making these paintings, so he ended up, he just loves drawing so much.
Yeah.
And then, But he ended up just emailing these JPEGs of his drawings scanned into to China to these painting villages. He gets them painted.
Oh, they paint them
very,
for him?
Very, very cheap, yeah.
Interesting.
And he can just give them the dimensions he likes it, and then they always put it on the canvas with this sort of paint stopping here so he can stretch it over, and he never does, so they're just these really nice things that come in the post.
That's interesting. Yeah.
They're great.
That's kind of why I'm excited, the same reason why I'm excited about digital, doing digital paintings, and having it like, I'm sending them out, just sending the files, and they'll come back like real.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's really weird, because also they're so good at calligraphy, so that some of the doodles, they become really elegant and amazing, well, because they just do them in one line.
It's nice. Yeah.
But it's really interesting.
These are just drawings, Dalmatians. I did like 30 or so Dalmatians. I think most of my objects I have just mainly interested in like pattern and like spots, polka dots, and the stripes, like in general.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. You know, I love a lot of abstract paintings too, but I just enjoy painting objects.
Yeah. You know Sigmar Poker's work?
What's that?
Sigmar Poker?
I don't know who that is. Oh, Sigmar Polk.
How do you call him? Sigmar Polk?
Sigmar Polk. I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Yeah, but yeah, he's a good one to look at. I always think.
Even Frank Stella is one of my favorite painters. You know, it's just, it's difficult right now.
You've got zillions of those.
Yeah. Let's see. I make film too, actually.
Go on, show me film.
Do you want to see?
Yeah, I want to see film.
Okay. It's a music video, actually. It's not my music, but they're friends that I grew up with.
I bet you would have liked, there was this young Chinese, I think, they were artists who made this music videos made with woodcuts. Mm-hmm. So they filmed, and then they translated all the 24 frames into woodcuts.
Oh, all the actual film
brilliant.
Frames.
They were so good, and then they would sort of go off into surreal loops, and then come back to the sort of what looked like film footage based. It was really nice.
One of my favorite films, like animations, is I forget who it was, but I think it was one. It was actually the first full length animated film, and I forget what country it came out of. But it's all paper cuts, like silhouettes.
Oh, there's what's it's
and
a
it's
woman.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, it's a woman. It's amazing.
I've seen them recently. They're absolutely beautiful fairy tales.
They like float
things.
Up and
yeah, mm-hmm. No, they're great. And her name is Lieselotte something, is mm-hmm. it? I've seen them very recently. I'm really not very good. Hello. Shall I stop? I want to see one quick film clip.
What?
No. I thought you said hovering to catch me.
No. Well, I do, before you leave, I want you
to.
It's just 2 minutes long, but it's a music video. I filmed the whole thing and then edited it this like about 5 months ago. Pretty much everything I showed you is in the last 6 months. But these are my friends I grew up with. So it was back in Massachusetts I filmed. thing that I made, and it wasn't really for me, but most of me is in it, and I think this, I'm also going to try to make some film, because it's not like That's portable too, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe make some little films
Excellent.
This semester.
Well, keep being busy, that's all I can say. It's
okay. Well, thanks.
Mm-hmm. No, thanks for showing me.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Good. Okay. I'll take the chair.
All right. It was nice to see your work.
That was really a shove that I was invited, so it's great.
Nice to meet you.
I hope you'll come back to New York sometime. See you. Bye.